Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero on the phone. I'm joined by Assistant Professor Verena Tan from Dietetics and Nutrition Program at the Singapore Institute of Technology. Welcome to the show. This is definitely a conversation that has to be had. The prevalence of type 2 diabetes in Singapore continues to grow. We know that roughly 19,000 Singaporeans are diagnosed with diabetes each year. That's quite a big number to me. But not to sound alarmist, but maybe you want to tell us what sort of numbers can we see maybe 10 years from now?
So currently, we know that around 19,000 Singaporeans are diagnosed with diabetes each year. And we have a total number of about 400,000 Singaporeans right now with type 2 diabetes.
That's a lot.
It is. In 10 years' time, so we're talking about 2030, we expect this number to increase by another 200,000 to about 600,000 Singaporeans with type 2 diabetes.
That is quite a large percent of the population and growing is what you're saying. So obviously this is a concern.
It is. And it's alarming. And because right now we are not only fighting the war against COVID, but we have been fighting the war against diabetes since 2016. The alarming thing is that by 2050, which is another 20 years from 2030, we expect to have about 1 million of our population, so that's about 15% of Singaporean adults, to be diagnosed with diabetes. So we need to do something right now.
Right, okay. Why is this number so high? Are we eating too many refined sugars? What are the dietary bad habits that we have that is leading to this very high number of diabetics?
A good question. So if we look at the National Nutrition Survey results from 2018, we see that Singaporeans are generally eating better. They are having less calories in their diet. But the main issue we have now is the high sugar and high salt intake, which is a big concern amongst our diet. So let me just put it into perspective. What the survey results found was that an average Singaporean consumed about 60 grams of sugar daily. And that is equivalent to 12 teaspoons of sugar. And out of these 12 teaspoons of sugar, more than half of the sugar intake comes from drinks. And the majority of these drinks are the prepackaged drinks. Excess sugar intake leads to weight gain, and obesity is a major risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes. Excessive sugar intake can also cause this spike in your blood sugar level and lead to diabetes in the long run. And a lot of epidemiological studies have also shown that by drinking an additional serving of sugar-sweetened drink, the risk of diabetes increased by up to 26%.
Okay, you just blew my mind, but all right. Let me collect my thoughts and my mind back. We're speaking with Assistant Professor Verena Tan from the Dietetics and Nutrition Program at the Singapore Institute of Technology. Okay, I have a confession. I don't read labels. And we talked about this before the microphone came on. But there is one area where I do read labels. And the reason for that is I watched a documentary many years ago that basically said when a packet of juice says no sugar added does not mean it doesn't have any sugar in it.
Yeah.
Right? And watching that documentary made me realize I need to look at labels some of the time. And one of the places is when I'm buying packaged drinks, whether it is juices or milks or whatever else in between. So what we're talking about is labeling these dietary choices that we're making to give us a better idea of just how much sugar and saturated fat we're consuming. Yep. Is that correct?
You're right.
All right. So what would be that outcome, do you think? Are people going to be shocked? Are their minds going to be blown? Are they going to read the labels?
So currently in Singapore, we have the nutrition information panel, which is that table on packaged food, as well as the healthier choice symbol to help consumers like yourself who may not like to read labels, make healthier food choices at the point of sale. So I agree with you, not everybody will or can read the label.
Right.
But anecdotally, when I do my supermarket shopping, I do observe that there are more consumers now taking a longer time staring at the food packaging, presumably looking and reading the labels. So for the older population, because reading the label also depends on the literacy of the literacy level of the consumer.
Right.
But as I observe that the older population do talk about buying products with the healthier choice symbols, as they know that it is considered healthier than a product without that symbol. Because if we look at the different types of healthier choice symbols, they do allude to the fact that they are lower in sugar or lower in sodium, higher in whole grains or lower in saturated fat. So that's one of the positive side of reading label, in that you can choose foods that are considered healthier.
All right. Now, what we're looking at or what we have on our food packaging is the healthier choice stamp.
Yes.
Right? So is this going to change? Are we going to get more information or some kind of a grading system?
Yes. So late last year, the Health Promotion Board have arranged or have held a consultation with the public and gathered more than 4,000 responses on what can we do to improve the sugar intake of Singaporeans. And one of which is changing the labeling to make it easier for the public to choose healthier beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So the new labeling system, we call it the NutriGrade, mm-hmm. will probably come, you will see beverages with the NutriGrade labeling probably early next year. And they will grade beverages from a scale of A to D. D means that it is the least healthy compared to the other beverages that are graded A, D, and C.
Right. So the drinks have grades as well. They're going to school.
Yes, I reckon that the way that they have set up the grading system is to put into place the key nutrients that affect our health the most,
mm-hmm.
which would be the added sugar as well as saturated fat. So meaning to say that beverages which are graded D contains more than 10 grams of sugar per 100 ml, as well as a saturated fat content of more than 2.8 grams per 100 ml. So the presence of each of these nutrients will then determine what grade the beverage will have.
We're speaking with Assistant Professor Verena Tan from Dietetics and Nutrition Program at the Singapore Institute of Technology. So under NutriGrade, the saturated fat content might downgrade it. So like take milk, for example. We think of milk as something that's good for us, but full cream milk is pretty high in sugar and it's pretty high in fat. So that's going to get a bad grade maybe?
Full cream milk will be graded C.
Right.
But if you go for the low-fat milk, it will be graded B. Better still, skim milk, graded A. So not all milks are the same based on this grading.
Okay, now I understand. The same measures will next be applied to freshly prepared drinks, packaged sodas, and basically everything that we can drink. So what about like bubble tea chains, traditional medicinal halls, smoothie chains? Do they have to have this grading, NutriGrade as well?
So from my understanding is that this NutriGrade labeling will first be rolled out to pre-packaged drinks early next year.
Mm-hmm.
This is to give food manufacturers enough time to reformulate their drinks. So I believe HDB will be monitoring how the public reacts to the NutriGrade labeling system, and after which they would then be rolled out. This NutriGrade labeling will be rolled out to freshly prepared drinks, such as those that you have mentioned, for bubble tea chains, smoothie chains. And and the other traditional medicine for drinks that we see frequently.
So this is going to be an ongoing and a program that will enlarge as they go along as well?
Yes, that's right.
Do you think it'll ever include foods as well? Packaged foods, you know, the kind like TV dinners, for example, and things like that down the road?
So for now, the focus is on cutting sugar intake.
Mm-hmm.
But we never know for sure that in the future, that could also, this NutriGrade labeling system could be expanded to include other sources of prepackaged foods, which are usually higher in sodium. The sodium is also a concern in our Singaporean diet.
Right.
So we don't know for sure.
Okay, right, so we're tackling that bad sugar now. And that is in direct relation to this growing number of diabetics that we're getting in Singapore.
You're right.
Okay. For somebody who enjoys prepackaged drinks that might be very high in sugar, do you have any advice before I let you go?
I know, bubble tea is...
I'm going to make you the bad person.
I know, okay, to be honest, Clarissa, I also enjoy bubble tea
mm-hmm.
once in a while.
Right.
And this bubble tea craze seems to be our national favorite beverage during this COVID-19 circuit breaker.
It's comfort food.
It is a comfort drink. We're not saying that you shouldn't have bubble tea for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
but these measures are meant to inform the public, to remind them that this product is graded, is given this grade simply because it contains high amount of sugar and or saturated fat. So it's to remind people that once in a while, you can have the less healthy option, but please, majority of the time, choose drinks that are healthier. We are fighting the war against diabetes. We don't want the prevalence of diabetes to escalate beyond what is currently projected. So
right.
There are certain tips to how we can have a healthier bubble tea. Firstly, don't be tempted to upsize. Keep to a smaller cup.
Mm-hmm.
So with lesser volume, you consume less sugar. Secondly, perhaps you could choose the plain non-milky version, the green tea, the oolong tea, or the black tea. And if possible, ask for 30% or less sugar or better still, no sugar version. And I know for some bubble tea chains, they do provide low-fat or skim milk options. So choose that instead. And if possible, no topping.
You're taking all the fun out of it.
If you still want to have a healthier bubble tea, can go for it. So that's some of the tips on how you can order healthier bubble tea.
All right. We have been speaking with Assistant Professor Verena Tan from the Dietetics and Nutrition Program at Singapore Institute of Technology. Thank you so much for your time. I mean, it was a great conversation. It was certainly very timely. I think you broke a few people's hearts, though, with that last bit on bubble tea. I'm Clarissa Montero. This is Health Suites. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.